When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The whole gang is here. Cappy's here. Shadano's here. Shadano, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How was your vacation?
It's fantastic.
I saw that picture you posted.
It was very thirsty, I'm being told.
It was thirsty. Yeah, it was.
Yeah?
You were thirst trapping for sure.
Yeah. I don't think I trapped anybody either.
Yeah. Well, luckily for Juan.
Nobody slid into my DMs or anything. Nobody ever slides into my DMs.
Yeah?
You would think.
I have my DMs blocked, basically.
Do you? I have my DMs open.
I do, too.
Nobody slides into them. They're open for sliding.
Yeah, I don't let anyone
slide away.
George,
only
Sedano,
people I follow.
Yeah. If Sedano and I opened up our DMs, every other DM would be, hey, man, can you get me tickets to X or Y or Z?
What do you think of the Lakers tonight?
One of those deals.
My DM people are very nice. Yeah. But nobody ever slides. Does anybody ever slide into your DMs, Kaplan?
Oh, I got lots of DMs.
You got lots of sliders?
Got a lot of sliding going on.
Yeah. Your account is nothing but sliding.
Cap, Morales says that there's been a fracture in the Kaplan-Morales relationship.
Happening?
What happened?
He's been telling me, since I got here, he's been telling me the same thing. Now, if I'm being honest, I don't really know what he's talking about.
Hmm.
But what I think he might be talking about is something that I may have said to John Ireland.
He said you were talking out of school.
In confidence, I was having a very confidential conversation with Johnny I.
Interesting.
Behind closed doors.
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, behind closed doors. Okay, door was closed.
Right,
official
right.
Door closed.
Okay, so door closed.
Okay, and I said something
to John. I know what it is.
And I said something to Johnny
I. I'm sorry, Cap. I didn't know that would get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's turned into a whole
thing. Did you repeat
it
to somebody?
To Morales.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought if Cappy's telling me, he's obviously told Chris, right?
So
what would I know that he didn't? But now
so
Chris is mad that Cappy told someone
you.
Other than him.
Yeah, and to be honest, the way it kind of came back to me was a bit exaggerated.
Okay.
You know, so I don't think that Johnny I exaggerated it to Chris. I think Chris exaggerated it in the love triangle back to me.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
So there needs to be some repair, apparently.
Right.
So now he's telling me I'm a rat, I'm a bad guy.
Right, he says you're a rat and a bad guy.
That's everywhere.
That's all the time.
I said, wait, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
What you just said about Joe Davis.
Can you believe that?
Completely unacceptable.
Can you believe that?
Unacceptable.
Joe Davis is a great baseball announcer.
Guy.
And a fantastic... Yeah. But
don't
I mean,
know him at all.
But he's a fantastic... He loves the station, too.
Oh.
He listens all the time.
Can you imagine he's driving around down the road this afternoon, and he hears what a bad guy he is because Morales says such a horrible thing?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Edit that out of the podcast.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, the way he slobbered all over Geeter... You know, I mean, if Joe Davis.
I mean, I get that. Geeter's amazing.
Geeter's fantastic.
Yeah, we all love Geeter. But if Joe Davis would have showed up at the same event, he'd have a man crush on Joe Davis.
Of course he would.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think Chris is a man of conviction. He likes Geeter. Geeter is a lot of fireworks. When Geeter's on TV, you know something fun's happening. That's not Joe's, like, MO. Joe is giving you a great baseball broadcast. And he's like witty. Whereas Geeter's like fun. Like he's the fun guy.
Right.
Well, so Joe's not fun.
It's different in the studio than doing play by play.
Right.
All right.
In a studio, you can be loose and fun.
You're not having fireworks shooting out your butthole, you know, on a broadcast.
Right.
Know?
No,
you gotta be careful when those fireworks shoot out of
your orifices.
Exactly.
What'd you buy?
Well, here's the thing.
I saw he's giving you the credit card.
Yeah,
back.
So here's the other thing. So I'm driving in, dude. I had like one of those traffic nightmares.
Yeah.
Where I almost turned around and just said, forget it.
Oh,
I'm not
boy.
Making it. I'm not going
to
make it.
You were going to head back south?
Correct. Because I wasn't going to make it to north. And so I couldn't order road pie while I was on the way so that the road pie could become studio pie. But then George here was going to order some grub, right? But I heard you yelled and screamed.
I did not, actually.
You ended up not ordering, right?
Right, and I also did not yell and scream, as Ireland pointed out succinctly.
Yeah, it was not yelling and
spoken. I actually spoke in a lower tone.
Right,
than
no,
I
it was
speak.
Just a super mellow response.
Chris said you were yelling.
Yeah. Well, Chris also exaggerates, as
and
you
he
pointed
hates
out.
Joe Davis.
I mean, bad guy.
Yeah, bad guy. That's Morales. A bad guy.
So
bad
you
guy.
Were saying...
So I was saying, so I never got the chance to order the pie.
So you ordered it now.
So now what I did is I said to Big D, I said, listen, man, I said, I'm buying, but you got to actually deal with this whole thing, right? Now, last time I ordered pizza pies, they got mad at me because I ordered a cheese pie.
I love a good cheese pie.
So do I. I want it to be floppy
you
and
want
greasy.
The base.
Yeah, where's that from?
From some place that Beto always recommends downtown. I think it's called Brazo.
Brazo. I've not had that.
It's very good. I've had it.
Really good. So then Big D said, well, you know, I got to get something with some meat on it.
You know?
And I said, well, you know, Chris wants a lot of sausage.
Sausage.
You know? So, right. So he got himself a Meat Lover's.
Yeah. No, there you go, Big D. Yeah, that's the way to go.
I like that.
How much was it for two pies, a Meat Lover's and a cheese pie? How much?
$50.
$50? Really?
60. $60. Wait a minute. Pizza Hut's having a sale right now.
Yeah, why are we not eating
two pizzas for $30?
$60 for two pies?
Go to Pizza Hut.
Oh, God forbid you spend the little cash.
You spent money? I'm surprised about that.
Did they got a delivery fee in there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so delivery's already paid for.
Yeah, and the tip probably is included.
Tip too?
Yeah.
You give him the tip? Big D, you give him the tip?
Yeah, I asked him no tip.
What's that?
Wait, you stiffed him?
Wait a minute, you did not tip him?
Give him the tip, Big D.
Get out of my
give him the tip, Big D.
Hang on a second.
You cheap bastard. What?
Yeah, no,
it's Cappy's money anyway.
Let me see them headphones.
I mean, why didn't you tip Big?
It's Cappy's money. You should have tipped him like $40.
The guy was struggling first off to understand me, and it took him like 20 minutes just to get him like to understand my
name. So it was a poor service situation.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, was it an English language issue?
Well, Mace, you don't tip for poor service.
No, I don't tip if they're jerks.
The guy wasn't a jerk at all, but I was like, you know, I was telling him my name. I was like, oh, it's for DeAndre. He was all like, okay, V-E. I'm like, it's D-E. He was like, okay, give me 1 second. So I was on hold for like 5 minutes, and I was all like,
Yeah, why don't you just call yourself Big D? Why do you call yourself DeAndre? It's a hard name.
It's not really a hard
it's
name.
It's not really.
Why is
it's,
that?
DeAndre's not
had,
a hard name.
The guy had a hard
actually,
time.
DeAndre in the game last night. DeAndre
it's
Hunter.
Phonetically even and everything.
I know. The guy had a hard time.
I mean, yeah, clearly he did. But then
your
I
name
him,
is not unusual. Don't listen to
just
him.
Just tell him. Well, I don't know any other DeAndres.
DeAndre Hunter last night played against the Lakers.
Okay, well, that's another guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's another guy named DeAndre.
The guy's named
DeAndre
Scott.
DeAndre Jordan.
Scott or
DeAndre Jordan.
Yes.
Remember him?
DeAndre Jordan played for the Clippers and the Lakers.
Okay, all right. Okay.
He was on a show with us.
What about DeAndre Stevenson?
Yeah, me too.
There's another one. So you're naming
DeAndre. DeAndre Jackson comes to mind?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of DeAndres.
Yeah.
So this guy's obviously a jerk, this guy who couldn't
No,
handle
no,
your name.
He's not a jerk.
Oh, okay, he's not. No, he's fine.
He had a difficult time understanding.
Oh, difficult time.
No, DeAndre Swift?
DeAndre Swift as well. Don't worry about him.
So he was not a jerk.
No.
He was just confused.
Exactly.
Right.
See, I still think you tip a confused guy.
So I was waiting for him to be like, you know, I was like, hey, what should I do? Can I pay now or should I wait till you guys
Well, I think when the bill comes, you can just add the tip.
So that's what I'm saying. So I asked him, like, you know, can I pay when you guys get here? What's the deal? Do you need a card on file now? Like, yeah, we need a card. So I said, okay. And I gave him, obviously, the card information. And then he's like, all right, there you go. Your order's done. It'll be there 30, 35 minutes. And that was it.
Great. Okay.
That was it.
All right. Well,
tip cash.
I mean, $60. I mean, there's probably a tip already in there. You know what I mean? Probably a delivery fee.
Probably a delivery
$60.
See, when I get
God forbid
two pizzas, $60.
It's downtown.
By the way, that's a lot.
Yeah, it
$60 for two pizzas.
That's ridiculous.
And it might be big pies.
One's a cheese pie.
Yeah, one's cheese.
Is he going to double cut it for me? So I can
what
eat is, like
what
twice
does that
as
mean?
Much. Well, it's so that this way you feel like you're eating less, but you're actually eating the same.
More slices.
It's the old Yogi Berra line. Do you want your pizza cut in 4 8 slices? He says, you better make it 4. I don't think I can eat 8.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I do.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So it's funny you mentioned pizza because I had some pizza while I was on vacation, and I get on the scale when I get home, and I'm at 195, which is as high as I've been.
Really?
In probably a year.
Oh, you're a disgrace.
It is awful.
You're
so
a disgrace.
I feel
awful.
You have today's the 19th. He has 11 days to get under 195. If he goes up in weight, I win the bet. If he goes down, Bergman wins the bet.
And you know the problem is?
What?
I went back to Jay's, and Jay's are killing
Wait,
me.
Wait, I thought you said you gave up on Jay's.
Well, I thought you gave up on it altogether. Then you were
what
on
are
gummies.
Jay's?
Joints?
Oh.
Yeah, smoking.
Smoking.
All right, hold on a second. To be
so
clear.
Wait, does that help you gain weight?
Well, it makes
you hungry.
Makes me hungry.
Right.
Yeah.
To be clear, what I said was this. that on Christmas Day of last year,
yep,
I was going to Mexico and would no longer take a full dispensary in my bag to Mexico,
right,
because I got busted last time and it,
right,
cost me $250. Okay? So now I've given up on all inhalation. No J's, no vaping.
Right, right.
No, okay, now.
But you're just hitting the gummies.
So on the weekends.
Present and lively.
Clear and present.
Joyful and present.
Joyful, yeah. I was going to say clear and present danger.
Yeah, joyful, yeah, and present. And I've had some gummies on the weekends.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not like opposed, yeah, to cannabis. I'm just not smoking
but
or vaping.
Here's the way this went down. So Cappy does this big thing on the air.
I remember.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Having his, see him 2 days later at Venice Beach. He's already on gummies.
Yeah. 20 milligrams, like, I believe.
Yeah. I thought you gave this. No, Rachel wanted to.
Yeah, when Rachel wants the gummy, I want a gummy.
But I'm telling you, when you smoke a J, I have no control over what I eat.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's like.
So Rachel, if I wanted to win this bet, I should just go to Chris Ward, yeah, and give you a lot, right, of weed.
Yeah,
and
a lot of indica.
Like this weekend at the pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
Chris Ward is going to bring the entire Green Cross to,
oh,
the
he?
Agape Pickleball Center.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, for,
oh,
sure.
I've Bergman, you're, yeah, losing this bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's at 195 now. He's not going down.
No,
you know. I'm screwed.
Yeah, no, I'm going down. I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to get back.
Huh?
Here's what I'm thinking about doing. Tell me if this is a good idea. So I know a personal trainer. His name is Steve Zim. Really great guy. He trains, he trained Christian Bale for The Dark Knight, okay, and the Batman movies. There's a movie out right now called Love Lies Bleeding. He trained the woman to be a bodybuilder. He does these transformations. So I was thinking about doing a transformation where, you know, you get a picture at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you work out. He works you out for like 6 months.
Yep.
And then there's a picture at the end and you have slow progress.
Good.
So it's like a transformation.
So what happens if he makes you wake up before 9 a.m.?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I'm prepared to get up in the morning and go to work out as part of a transformation. Now, do you think I have any chance of doing a transformation?
I mean,
like,
if you stick to anything, you can. Of course you can do it. But the problem with you is, will you stick to it?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Have you ever tried anything like that?
So recently, a buddy of mine created this app.
Yep.
And what he does is he gives you like 5 exercises, and you do 50 reps on each exercise.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like a 30-day challenge. I got through like day 7, and mm-hmm, I was like, all right, you know
what,
is that
what, the I'm one good, where you do like squats and all that stuff?
Let me tell you something. You do 50 body weight squats.
Yeah, I've, yep, seen this.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Yeah, 50,
yeah,
push-ups.
Yeah.
Yep. 50 one-legged, whatever you call the front-legged squats,
yeah,
right?
Lunges.
Yes, 50 seconds at sitting on a wall.
Right.
Okay? 50 seconds of a plank, right?
Your,
right,
buddy created that app?
Yeah. And dude,
why didn't you create that app?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, 7 days.
It sounds actually like a really good app.
I'm, yeah, telling you right now, you'd be shocked. Absolutely shocked. If you did 50 body weight squats,
mm-hmm,
and 50 lunges and spent 50 seconds in a wall sit, the next day you can't walk. You're
really?
Like, how could this possibly be that I could be this sore over that small amount of exercise? And plus, you're sweating your ass off. You want this app? I'll show you the app.
Yeah, show me the app.
I'll show it to
or
you.
Or you
can
just
me,
do you what he said.
It?
You don't need
or
the app.
Actually, you don't. You know what I get the ads for all the time is on Instagram. My God, Instagram is just nothing but ads.
All
now.
Ads
have you
now.
Noticed?
Yeah.
But chair yoga is the thing that comes up all the time. Buy,
yeah,
my chair yoga,
yeah,
app.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah,
a guy just working out in, yeah, a chair. He says it'll change your life. No, but I'm thinking about doing the full-on transformation.
Okay, go ahead, Mace. How much is it going to cost you? Because I'm guessing a guy like that who trained Christian Bale isn't going to be cheap.
No, he's not going to be cheap, but it's an investment in myself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good investment. Good investment, Mace.
I'm investing in myself. Ireland, you've got a wry smile on your face like you don't think there's any way.
You will not stick with this for more than 2 weeks.
Dude,
yeah,
hey,
he'll be done.
Hey, for $10, you can buy this app,
yeah,
and you can have every workout, and
you
they
and
belong
your apps
to you. Yeah?
You and your app.
$10?
He's got a guy,
$10?
Happy's got a guy.
$10?
Goodness.
Well, I got talked into buying an app yesterday, a friend of mine,
was
and it?
It
was like, and he kind of, we were on the phone together, and he's like, you have to have this app. And
I'm
like,
what did the app cost?
It cost $39.99 for the year.
Okay,
so now here's what's going to happen. They're going to have me forever because I'll always forget to cancel it. Right?
Right.
And it's called Ground News. Okay, Ground News. And they'll give you like a news story, then they'll give you the way it's reported on the left, they'll give you the way it's reported on the right, they'll tell you who the different sources are so that you can filter through and figure out.
So they're showing you both sides.
Right. Right.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
$39 though.
See, I'm like right in the middle. I'm neither nor.
Okay, well,
I got no time for that app.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, I got time for ESPN's app. That's kind of the deal for
yeah.
me. You know, I don't really know what's going on in the news. So I tried to act like I would be cool. And my buddy's like, you need to get this app for someone like you. You need to know exactly where news is coming from. So I just bought it on the spot.
How much?
$39.99.
Does it cancel after a year? Oh, it's a year?
Yeah.
Well, just cancel it now, and then it'll just cancel.
Then it won't be there next year.
So, but will I still get the year?
Yes.
Yeah, you still get the
year. How do I cancel it?
I don't know.
Just go back in there and talk to your friend.
How'd you buy it?
Well, I opened the app and then I double-clicked.
There's got to be a place for settings where you can cancel the subscription.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you order the pizza yet? The pie?
Yeah, DeAndre ordered it.
$60.
$60 for two pies.
Do you know how many times I've picked it up?
$60 and no tip.
I've paid for it. It's about time. This cheapskate scumbag pays for it.
I hear a really bad guy.
Why is he a rat?
Oh, we'll get into that today.
Well, I don't
been doing
know
a lot of
he's
talking.
Been talking out of school.
Yeah.
A lot of subversive on the streets.
But I told Johnny I that the only thing that I can think of is something I said to Johnny I behind closed doors.
Is that it?
That Johnny I then said to you.
No.
Oh, then you're free.
John's name didn't come up.
You're free and clear.
What did he say? What did you say? Was it about me?
It's something else.
He told me something in private that I thought you already knew, and I mentioned it to you, and he thinks that's why you're mad at him.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with him.
Oh,
what
okay.
did you?
Then
which one
good.
Is? I don't remember you mentioning it.
Was it anything you said to me when we were at...
In 1 minute.
Wait, but that goes to show how much crap you actually spew.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, that's not this.
See, that's
see what
that,
kind of person you are?
Morales, you're a chivato.
See, Morales said to me,
is that
so
a
you
rat?
And Mason, yeah. you yeah. and Mason got together on a Saturday afternoon over drinks. How much did you guys talk about
Oh, no,
me?
I know.
Oh,
I know for sure.
That's what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's really
he's
upset.
He's jealous.
And what he doesn't realize right, is Juan upset. Is back-channeling to me.
No,
you wanna,
he's not.
You want to see the text?
That's bull.
You want to see the text?
That's bull.
Yeah, let's see it.
No, you don't have Juan's number.
Of course I do.
You do not.
Of course I do. And Juan doesn't have your number.
You're texting with Juan?
He's back-channeling.
Without me knowing?
Yes.
You don't have his number.
Right here.
Yeah.
You don't I'll show it to you right now.
Yeah, prove it.
Show it to him.
Prove it.
Well,
and if you're lying, you're a bad guy.
It's stored under.
Well, he's already said what he said.
Right.
About Joe, so he's already a bad guy.
I can have my opinion.
No, you can have any opinion except that.
You know how much we talked about Morales on that day?
How much?
Not much.
No, not much at all.
Careful, the screens.
But you didn't show me a text.
I don't want to. There's some things in there I don't want to show.
Oh, come on. He's not texting
you. Wow, so he does have his number.
You are going to keep him up all night with that one last throwaway comment.
You know about his mental health.
As Steely Dan once said, Ricky, don't lose that number.
He's going to go home, and the first thing he's going to say when he walks into Juan is,
what are you
texting with Morales?
No, don't do that.
Wait, why don't you ask him if you can go in the hot tub?
Yeah.
Well, that's not my business. It's you. You guys are in the relationship. It's your hot tub.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, three can fit in there.
Hey, when you guys were talking about bit of the year.
By the way, Cappy, don't you think somebody can blow sax and play the drums?
No. 100%.
Yeah.
No.
You don't have to pick a side.
No.
You can do both.
You have to pick a team.
You blow sax and you play with your left hand and you play drums with your right hand. 100%.
No, it just doesn't work.
No,
like
it does work. It does.
I'd like to stay, but you know.
Yeah, I would also tell you any other day.
This whole thing about bit of the year, and you said that me and Morales shared a hot dog.
You did.
No, that's wrong, bro.
You did. You
that is
lady
wrong.
And tramp. No. You lady and the tramp to hot dog.
A 22-inch glizzy.
Okay, but you still lady and tramp.
But a hot dog is a little tiny thing. This is a 22-inch glizzy.
It was thick.
Right. Is that a better bit than me lying to my wife and saying that I wrote her this really romantic love letter and Mason wrote it on ChatGPT and we told her about it
on the
air?
But it's going to be nominated. We don't vote for bit of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
The fans do.
Oh, we all know that you fixed the Mandy.
If I fixed it, Alan Sliwa would not have been host of the year.
You just said you're supporting them for show of the year today.
Ooh. As a bit.
Here we go.
It's a bit.
You guys would have won show of the year last year if I fixed it, because that would have increased the Sedano and Cappy hatred.
I heard we lost by 11 votes.
It was 11 votes. I did see the final tally of votes.
Yeah. I'd like to see like precincts and stuff like in an election. Like I'd like to see Steve Kornacki against the big board showing us who voted.
We're big on the east side. You're big on the west side.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like.
All right. That's it for us. We're back tomorrow at 1.
Where are you guys going?
I'm going to acupuncture.
Oh.
And Shidano and Cap coming at you now on a live Imaging Tuesday, 710 ESPN.
Here we go, sucker. 420 in the Southland.
Come on.
A live Imaging Tuesday. Pick up the energy, Cappy. Pick up the energy.
Beep, ba da boop. Deep, ba da bop.
Pick a doom,
ba da bop.
Sedano and Cap is on your Tuesday afternoon, the LA Afternoon Drive Takeover. It has been said that at times I lack a little energy for this show on Tuesdays. Because I'm a little spent. Cappy says this, by the way, because he's a rat. But we are going to pick up the energy, Cappy, today. Because tonight you and I are going to the Kings game with our fabulous winners who are in studio, Mikey and Amanda. I don't know what city they're from. I'll find out, though. Who won that Sunday Swagger contest. What's wrong, Shidano? Sedano's mouth.
Game
is,
of Games is a fraud.
What?
Bob at Culverfan says that Dean Smith, Ireland, was, what was the question? That I, where's, find Laura or Greg. Greg, get Greg.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ireland had a question about coaches who won the NCAA tournament. And he said this person only won one. And he said it was Dean Smith. Bob at Culverfan says, didn't he win one with Eric Montross? I went and looked back now. Dean Smith won two championships.
Yeah, but we both got that one wrong.
Well,
I didn't get that one wrong.
No, what I'm saying, we all got... But so,
corporate Greg has come in and he's flustered.
But my point is, potpourri of lies gets destroyed.
I told him all about it, too.
Dean Smith has two championships.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't?
So
know
the whole
that?
Game is forfeited.
No, that one thing, no, there's
forfeited.
So many more.
It is a final.
Thank you.
No, I'm keeping my win. I am absolutely keeping
no,
my
you
win.
Have to.
I wouldn't have gone. I didn't go Dean Smith because there's no way he only won one.
You're disqualified. Like DeMarco's going to be disqualified on Saturday.
It was just between you and us, you and me at the end.
No, but that was not the. That was way earlier in the
you
game.
You should dock him a point for complaining.
It's afterwards. I can't do that.
You can't do that. See? Oh, well, what are you trying to do? You don't even know the rules of the game.
I know, but this guy, this poor kid, comes walking in here today.
A little flustered.
Right, and you talk about flustered. You're getting screamed at by everybody.
I'm just saying.
I've been screamed worse by Sedano.
The game was a fraud.
You hear this?
Fraudulent game today.
Says your game is a fraud.
It was not my game.
Whose game was it?
It was John's game.
Johnny Eyes,
which is a because it was John, I just believed it.
So did I.
You hear that?
We both got wrong. I said
because John is never wrong in these scenarios.
But in this case,
in these scenarios,
What's
that?
Nothing.
Oh, she's just throwing shots at
Ireland. Did you say that he's not wrong when he Googles everything?
No, I did not say that.
That's what you said.
You're putting words in my mouth, Cappy.
No, I heard that.
When he was at home.
Hey, he's not listening right now. He's listening to PTI anyway. So.
Right, he don't listen to us. Yeah. He don't want nothing to do with us. That guy can't get out of here fast enough at 4:12.
I even told him that he's wrong. He's like, oh, I got that one wrong. So he knows it at least.
Oh, you told him? You looked it up afterwards?
Yeah, well, a bunch of people, Casper Villa and a whole bunch of people were
saying,
that's
what I thought. I'm like, Dean Smith has only won one? That
doesn't make any sense.
That's ridiculous.
It sounded very weird.
Everybody knows that.
Greg, if that were you, you would be like burning in hell right now.
Oh, you're killing me. Everyone would be just saying that I'm the worst human in the world.
No, you're not.
Close.
You're not.
I think you're worse.
I mean, not the worst human.
Yeah, I'm way
worse.
I'm way worse. Morales is worse.
Well, Cappy says, Morales is your way worse.
Yeah.
Morales, he's worse right now.
He's a bad guy.
He's
a gutless bum, and he's cheap.
You see, that's right there. Gutless bums. That's the phrase you should be using.
So, yeah, Sedano, did you hear this bit earlier?
Yeah, I heard that you wanted to use beautiful people, but Pat McAfee
I didn't know you said that.
Yeah.
I need an opening catchphrase. Like, I was going with hello, fans.
You can't do that.
I like Chris Morales.
Gutless Jax was pretty good.
But So I've been asked to speak at the Kiwanis Club in
Burbank.
Oh, you
can't say that. Yeah.
I can't open up at the Kiwanis Club in Burbank in April and say, hey, Gutless Jax,
no,
I'm Chris Morales.
Why don't you just use hello, everybody?
Kind of like you have. What's the wins? What's his drop?
Man,
hi,
amazing.
This is George Sedano. I need something.
Hey there, I'm George Sedano.
Right.
Yeah, can you do that?
Hey,
what's
there.
What's wrong with gutless bums?
Hey, I need something with a little pop, though.
Gutless bums is good.
Like, what do you say
he
at the beginning?
He came back from the dead.
What do you say at the beginning of a broadcast, George?
Hey there.
The theme is playing.
I'm George Sedano.
This is ESPN Saturday College Football. Now, inside Buccaneer Stadium, here's George Sedano.
You know, welcome into whatever stadium is usually.
Do you say you are looking live or not?
No, I don't. That's a Brent Musburger thing.
Right, but that's still good.
How does Kevin Harlan start?
Hello, friends.
He just says that. He's like, welcome to the city of angels, blah, 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 blah. The Lakers will take on the Clippers, blah, blah, blah.
You know, just like, welcome to the city.
What if I say, hello, good friends?
No,
I'm
good
Chris
friends
Morales.
Is terrible.
You don't like it because you use that.
No, I've used great friends.
Oh,
use it on
great friends.
It was on the Cappy
cast. Great friends, 20 years.
Great friends.
Yeah. Great friends.
Hello, everybody. I am. Hello.
He's not working these days, is he?
I think he's a caddy, and he's finding inner peace.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
I don't mean that as like a country club in Atlanta. He's not working in like media.
No. He kind of flamed out.
So I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying like if you.
He had some demons.
It's almost like a tip of the cap.
Yeah.
I would say.
Hello, everybody. I am Chris.
How about you start with this? Yo,
sound like Bruce Buffer.
Something like that.
Yo, ma.
Well, he's not working either, so.
Yeah, but if we say what he says, then we got to pay him.
Right.
Oh.
Yo, ma.
Yo, ma.
See? Something like that.
Nah, I need to work on something.
All right.
Mike Costas says, hey, everybody. Hi, everybody. It's Bob Costas.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah.
And wow, you really sounded like Bob when you said it.
I worked with Bob.
That's what he says.
What does Al Michaels say?
I don't think he has like a thing.
I don't think he has an introductory kind of call.
Yeah.
We should ask him if you'd ever get him on the show. You're such best friends with him.
You want him? You want Al Michaels on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's already booked on the Cappy cast this week.
Well, that's actually not a bad idea now that you mention it.
Mm.
I should probably do that.
Yeah.
I haven't had him on the Cappy cast in a long time.
Yeah.
Did you do the Cappy cast before or after you do the Dodgers? What was that, the Dodgers podcast that you
Yeah, so you were on some Dodgers podcast.
Were you on the Blue Review?
Yeah.
No.
Outside. Again, outside the streets.
I mean, listen.
Outside the Familia.
Why are you going against the Familia?
What Familia?
This Familia.
Why am I going against it?
I'm just saying. Where did you go on? Dodgers Nation or something?
Dodger Blue.
Dodger Blue. Is that a sided client?
Well, it's a website that a lot of people use.
Is it a sided client?
It's a partner. Partner.
Yeah.
We use the word partner.
Oh, okay.
We use the word partner at Sided. We use partner, not client. Yeah. Yeah, so I did it after Lindsay Baseball. I did Cappy Cast.
I was just curious.
Then I did the Dodger Blue podcast. You know, I think it's called Dodger Heads is, I think, the name of the podcast. And then
were you breaking
Dodger
down the Dodgers?
No, I wasn't breaking down the Dodgers. Oh. I wasn't
what were
really,
you breaking down?
I wasn't really breaking down anything. I
were
was
you
just,
breaking down the 3 a.m. battle that's coming in Seoul, Korea?
So I want you guys to know something right now.
Yes.
I have my alarm.
No way.
Don't. Yes,
not
I do.
Not a chance.
Yes, I'm going to show you.
So Rachel would never allow it.
I'm going to show you right now.
Scott, we are done.
Alarm set 2:58 a.m. 2:58 a.m. Mm. And as I am in room 715 at the East Central and Morales is in room 713 at the East Central, I'll be banging on the door.
Yeah. Bam!
You know, wake up, sucker. Dodgers Padres, first game of the season. Let's go.
Because you have to watch the Padres. That's why.
Right. I was just going to say there's the dual interest here.
Yeah, there is dual interest.
I am going to text you.
Of course, there's dual interest.
I am going to text you at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I want you to text me back a picture to show proof of life.
I am going to be sending you a picture of me watching the television. Yes, there's dual interest. I mean, to be honest with you guys, I would like sleep through this whole game. But now it's become a challenge.
Yeah, I'm not going to get up.
No, you're not going to wake up?
No.
You might just be up anyway.
No.
I'm just saying this.
What are you saying?
I will wake up. I will watch the first inning. I will doze back off to sleep. That's all. But I am curious. I'm going to wake up at 2:58.
Okay.
2:58.
All right.
Alarm is set.
Uh-huh. By the way, don't forget, tonight at 6 o'clock, right after this show, the NCAA, the first four, we will bring you...
There you go, Big D.
Colorado State battles Virginia.
Emily's Who's, yeah.
Yeah. Tonight you could hear it, and you could hear plenty of March Madness action, courtesy of Westwood One, all tourney long on your home of sports sometimes. Oh, that's a good slogan.
That's a great...
Your home of sports sometimes.
I like
sometimes.
That.
Home of sports, sometimes.
We came up with Fail Forward Fast yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Cam Cameron.
We stole that from Cam Cameron.
Right, but it should be perfect for this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris, did you just think of that?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you.
Hey, way to improv.
Well, you know, when you got to carry a lot of shows here, I had to today.
Right. Wow.
You have carried them all, that's for sure.
Yeah, by the way, Big E in the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust says, so, at Scott Kaplan dropped $40 on an app he'll never use, but is upset he spent $60 on two pizzas he'll eat half of?
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Yeah. I am going to make a commitment to use this app to get my $39.99 worth of app.
You're not.
Now, I did this. I spent $9.99 on that exercise app, and I got 7 days of exercise out of it.
Okay.
So when you think about it, that's like
you're off that thing that you were sending me? Like, you got to get this, man. It's going to change our lives.
Well, it would change your life.
I don't need my life changed. My life, I'm quite actually happy and very comfortable in my life
now. That must be because we've been reading daily affirmations recently.
Well, yeah, that's coming up in just a few minutes, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I just thought you wanted to drop a couple of LBs.
I'm fine right now.
Okay, you're good.
Speaking of Big E, I know Friday he's going to be at the Pizza Hut broadcast with Travis Asliwa because he has said he's going to come by so we can puff the dragon. But Saturday, I believe Big E and the entire Circle of Trust is going to be there for the Pickleball Madness Tournament. Starts at 10 a.m. at the Agape Pickleball Center in the city of Fountain Valley. Come on out. Press the flesh. See Sedano and Cap battle on a team. See DeAndre. Who you playing with?
BC, Brian Cohen.
Brian Cohen. You're going to have to hit that mic as well. You know, and see producer Lindsay and Steve Mason battle. The Pickleball Madness Tournament, our second annual edition, starts Saturday at 10 a.m. Be sure to be there. RSVP for a real good seat right now at ESPNLA.com and then click the Pickleball Madness Tournament. Special thanks to our partner, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your neighborhood place to get an oil change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change.
Cappy. And the $30 windshield wiper.
Yeah. Cappy, I saw yesterday you liked a tweet I sent in the community.
What was it about?
It was about the Lakers and Lakers fans, particularly. I want to address said tweet because we started talking about this yesterday a little bit, and I feel like it needs to be said. So we'll get to that coming up next. But first, tell them about your friend, the Waterboy.
Oh, you know what? I first of all want to say this. If you're driving down the road and you see a truck that says the Waterboy on it, and you snap a photo and then you tweet it to me, I appreciate that, y'all, okay? I just want you to know that. I love y'all, number one. And number two, I appreciate that, okay? So if you see a Waterboy truck cruising down the road, take that pic and tweet it to me. But be careful, because I know you're driving. Listen, if you are a homeowner, if you are a realtor, if you are a property manager, you need to call Omer at the Waterboy, 818-518-5055, 818-518-5055, and here's why. Because what happens is, especially as a homeowner, you know, you got your house and the water bill comes and you're like, how could it possibly be this expensive? And you try and figure out, well, we're running the water here, we're washing the car, we're taking long showers. And then you figure you've got it all settled and you don't. And then that next bill comes and you're like, why is our water bill so high? And it's probably because you have a leak somewhere that you don't even know about. Well, that's what the Waterboy does. Omer comes to your house. He can do it visually. He can do it acoustically. He finds the leak and makes sure that you can stop those high water bills. 818-518-5055. 818-518-5055. You call Omer at the Waterboy leak detection today.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
4:34 on a live imaging Tuesday. You got that energy, Cappy? Pick up the energy.
Well, you know this song. When I hear this song, I turn into Venice Beach, Cappy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because this is the song.
You a freak.
You know it.
Cappy, you a freak, man.
Yeah.
On this day in 2015, the number one hit, Bruno Mars with a little Uptown Funk. You want me to come dump truck you?
Oh, my God. A handsome guy.
Oh, my goodness. You must be careful. You're going to need a hip surgery.
I dump trucked him dead on.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Hey,
we are going to get to that Lakers conversation in the tweet in just a moment. But first, it is our time. 25 minutes in front of 5 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. You're stuck in that rush hour traffic. You got to smooth out.
There. Dude, it's rough.
Give us the music, producer DeAndre. And now, producer Lingy gives us...
Lingy?
No. Cap reads them.
Oh, Cappy
it's
reads
his,
them.
It's him working on himself.
That's
we
right.
We all follow
True.
Along.
Cappy, read. Well, I was going to throw it to you. I thought you were going to throw it at me. You know how we get...
Take it away, Cappy!
Exactly. Discombobulation sometimes.
I want everybody carefully driving down the road right now. Perk up, listen carefully, and let's all treat ourselves with a little bit more respect. Stop calling yourself what I do, you fat animal. You disgusting pig. Ugh, you make me
stop,
sick,
Pep,
you animal.
Stop.
Well, I'm trying to tell everybody, like, we're giving everybody an example of the things that we all say to ourselves. Like, why am I ordering road pie for studio pie?
Because you're a disgusting scumbag.
Because I'm a big, freaking fat animal.
No, you're not.
Here's my first affirmation.
Wonderful.
Yes, here's my first affirmation of the day. I now see myself as exactly the person I want to be. Confident, self-assured, healthy, and prosperous.
Well, you do rip people off a lot, so that's fine.
My second affirmation, my confidence in my body is improving.
Say it, Cappy. Be it.
And lastly, I see myself as a gift to my people. You guys are my people, just so you know. I see myself as a gift to you people. And to my community.
Who are you calling you people?
You people. You. And you. And you. And you. My people. I'm calling you, you people. And everybody listening in the circle of trust, I see myself as a gift to my people. Who are you people? And to my community. Let's all feel better about ourselves, don't you think, everybody?
It's awfully contradictory of what you were saying before then.
About what a fat slob I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About how disgusting I am?
Which one do you really believe, Cap?
I believe I'm a fat slob.
No, stop.
And I'm disgusting. But if I keep telling myself all these other nice things, I'm going to eventually start to believe it.
We'll keep working on it.
My confidence in my body is improving.
Every day.
See, Chris has already bought in. Chris has already bought into it.
Well, I'm a big daily affirmation guy.
You are?
I do probably 10 minutes every morning in yoga pose.
Oh, yeah?
What's so freaking funny?
Let me see the pose.
What's so freaking funny?
Let me take a look.
Wait, you're doing the praying mantis?
No, like just a...
Well, like a
downward dog?
It's a very standard pose.
Oh, crisscross applesauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pray.
Yeah.
I talk about what we're going to accomplish that day.
Okay.
I recycle thoughts from the end of the day. I write down notes before the day ends, usually about what do I want to accomplish, what happened today, why is Cappy a scumbag?
Right.
Why do you go against the family?
Right. And have you come up with any answers?
Just that you're not a nice guy.
I'm a bad guy.
What'd you do to go against the family?
I'm not sure, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, when's the pizza showing up, by the way?
We got to talk about, we'll talk about this next segment, the amazing tweet today that came out of Beto 1099. But speaking of amazing tweets.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this?
I'm not sure.
It's fantastic.
We'll tell you in about 10 minutes. But first, speaking of amazing tweets.
So, Cappy, yesterday you and I were talking about the Lakers and... We were referencing just kind of the LeBron era, right? Mm-hmm. You were saying this should just cut bait, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I was referencing how, the previous 6 years were not great.
All I was saying is that if you're going to pay LeBron $50 million a year and the best you're going to get is playing in from the 10 seed.
Well, I mean, that's not the best you've gotten.
I'm just saying that at some point as he's getting older, you're going to have to really think about what the future of your organization is.
Well, they have clearly made their decision, as we discussed yesterday, that they're going to use those three picks that they have available to them this offseason to find the bridge player. The bridge player that will play with LeBron and AD and then go on to be the guy to play with AD whenever that time comes. So anyway,
I don't know that that's so clear, but okay.
I mean, it feels fairly clear. That's why they didn't make a move this offseason.
Okay, we'll see. We're getting nitty gritty in the big city. You feel me?
Okay. What do you think they're going to do?
Well, here's the thing.
You're going to throw everything off. Just
all right, go. Guys,
so
keep going. Yeah,
then
keep
we
going.
Got into the conversation.
Don't let me take a left turn.
You were talking about like the bubble and all they want in the bubble, and I'm like, don't do that because Laker fans love to they love to besmirch the bubble, except when it comes to Clipper fans, right? Because when the Clipper fans get into the conversation, they're like, we won in 2020. You guys haven't won since Kawhi got here. Blah blah blah. You haven't won anything. You guys stink. Yada yada. Right. So I got a tweet in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust from a guy I generally like and agree with normally. Crash Override.
Crash Override? Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. At CrashX55. And he writes to me, I think it's pretty simple, Sedano. This is the Lakers we're talking about. One title isn't enough, as in the one title they won with LeBron. Mm-hmm. Being happy with one ring is for lesser teams like the Clippers. If all you have to offer is one title, you don't meet the minimum requirements.
Ooh.
To which I responded.
Let me hear what you said.
You're spoiled.
Mm-hmm, right.
You guys were literally the worst team in the sport those 6 years by win percentage.
Mm-hmm.
the previous 6 years that he referenced. Mm-hmm. Here's the breakdown of the years with LeBron. Magic and Pelinka wasted the first season of still in his prime LeBron, okay?
But wasn't LeBron hurt that year?
No, he had like
a groin issue.
Groin injury.
Yeah, but he was out for a lot of games.
Yeah, but come on, man. He saw what was around. They had Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson and these guys around
him. Lance Stephenson.
I mean, come on, man. Get out of here with that.
You know
that.
Who Lance Stephenson is, Morales?
Yes, sir.
You're familiar that he's not just a name in a Nicki Minaj song?
Can you let Sedano get through this?
Well, I just wanted to make sure everybody understands.
Listen,
you're
the one complaining about how this show goes sometimes.
I am?
So you know what? We're actually trying to produce it a little bit.
Okay.
So why don't you let us produce it?
Let us produce it?
Meaning Sedano, myself, and Lindsay.
Oh, okay.
And you just do there and let us control you like the puppet you are.
Lance Stephenson.
All right. So they wasted the first year of LeBron, which was a prime year of LeBron. Then,
dance when we tell you to dance, puppet.
You like that, huh, Big?
Then howdy doody.
Yeah.
Okay. They won.
Freak, no. Man.
They won a championship the second year.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
I mean, they won one. Yes?
I mean, yes.
They hoisted the trophy at the end.
Yes, and LeBron told everybody, I want my damn respect.
Okay, regardless, they won the championship, yes?
There was a championship. Somebody had to win it. They won it.
Somebody had to win it. Yeah, usually somebody has to win it.
They won it.
Okay. The third year, they got unlucky with injuries.
Okay.
They were fantastic until Solomon Hill rolled LeBron's ankle like it was a football game, okay? And I don't even know how he played at any point the rest of the season because, honestly, I was stunned he could even walk.
I remember that season. They were
22-6 at one point.
They were playing against Phoenix, I want to say, in the playoffs.
Right, and everybody was hurt.
And they won maybe the first game.
They were up 2-1.
Yeah. And at that point, when they won the second game, I was like, that's it. Toast. Over. Done. Win. Move on to the next round. And then, of course, they fell apart.
Phoenix won 3 in a row.
Anthony Davis got hurt, you know, and they fell apart. Okay. All right.
So they got unlucky with injuries that year.
All right.
Okay. Then.
All right.
Go ahead.
Then the Russ trade. Complete unmitigated disaster on every side.
Whose fault was that?
Everybody's fault.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're all clear.
Everybody's fault.
That was LeBron's
fault. Front office's fault. Because everybody was a willing participant there. Everybody was like, oh, we got a big three.
Brody.
Love you, Brody.
Big three now. Big three, and anyone over there in El Segundo who wants to dispute that now?
Who? Like who?
I'm just saying, anyone who wants to dispute that now is not telling the truth.
Okay.
Everybody was in on a big three at that point, okay?
Led by LeBron and AD.
I don't know who it was led by. Nonetheless, it was all in unison. They were all lockstep, okay? Mm. So everybody was in on that, all right? Nobody had a gun held to their head to trade for Russell Westbrook. Nobody, all right? Mm. Then,
not even Rob Pelinka?
Nobody.
You sure?
Positive.
All right.
Okay. Then, last year they made the Western Conference Finals when they had literally a 0.3 chance of even making the playoffs.
Yep, they were 2-10, and then when they finally got rid of Russ and they made all those moves, they made a...
Addition by subtraction.
They rose from the dead.
Right. Addition by subtraction.
Okay.
They made the Western Conference Finals. It was kind of a surprise. We thought it was a pretty good year, right? Considering where everything was. And then now we have this year, which is not looking great, but it's unknown, I would say, at the moment.
Okay, now go back to the original tweet from Crash Ride Override.
Okay, and then what I would add, because I followed up. I followed up on said tweet.
Okay.
I followed up on said tweet and basically said, dude, you realize that this is the world that most teams live in. This isn't like... Laker fans have to understand, and I get it, because you know why? I grew up a Yankees fan because my dad was a Yankee, but here's the difference.
Daddy Yankee?
Daddy Yankee,
okay,
see.
I just want to make sure I understood.
So I get it because of this. My dad grew up watching Mickey Mantle and those guys. So he assumed every year they needed to win a championship.
Right.
All right? I grew up in an era where the Yankees went 15 years without even making the playoffs. My perspective was completely different. Where it wasn't until I was a freshman in college that they won. Forget about they won the World Series, but they won a playoff series, for God's sake. Playoffs? Yes. All right? So what I'm telling you is...
Yeah, I want to hear what you're telling
me. If you're a Laker fan right now,
yeah,
you've won in the last 15 years, or will be 15th season now, one championship. Okay? This is not the 80s. This is not the 2000s. This is now, and this is how most teams and their fan bases have to understand that this is how sports works. It's not your birthright to win a championship. However, the expectations, I get, but the results, you you have to live with the results. You make decisions as a franchise, and you have to live with those decisions as a fan. You can be upset at the front office. You can be upset at the franchise. But nonetheless, those are the way, that's the way sports works, all right? You're not supposed to win every year, okay? Just because you won 17 in a small amount of time doesn't mean you're always going to win. It just happened to be, you know what? You guys were awesome. Dr. Buss was amazing. The whole thing came together at the right time. You had Magic, you had Kareem, then you were able to get Shaq. All that stuff worked in your favor, okay? By your own hard work. However, sometimes things don't fall your way, and things that are out of your control don't fall your way. And this is the life that most sports fans have to deal with. And unfortunately, this is where the Lakers are basically for the last 14 or 15 seasons.
That's how sports works, Cappy.
Do you feel it, Cappy? Now I understand.
I think we get your reaction next.
Now I understand.
Why don't we let you towel off a little bit? Take a timeout. Are you cool with that, George?
You okay, George?
No, that was a masterclass.
I have a masterclass. Do you need like cholesterol medication after that, or like blood pressure medication?
Really good blood pressure.
Yeah, look at him. He has good blood pressure.
You're just hyped up, man.
I mean, I'm like 120 over like 70.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty.
I was
solid.
That at like 10. Anyway,
I'm bringing my blood pressure.
Why don't we take a little time out?
I got to talk about Jacob though.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell Jacob.
Then we'll get Cappy's reaction next.
Oh my god!
If you get into an accident, and maybe some of you were so mad about what I was saying, you got into an accident. Well, you call Jacob right away at 844-24 Jacob. All right, listen. You get into an accident with a commercial van or a truck or an 18-wheeler. Don't try to deal with the insurance company on your own. What are you doing? You call Jacob right away at 844-24-JACOB. The last thing you want to do is the next day accept the first offer they call you with. You don't want to do that. Those commercial drivers, they got special licenses to operate those vehicles. They have a log, and they have their daily activity on there with their employer. So if you're injured in an accident caused by an 18-wheeler, commercial vehicle, etc., call Jacob right away at 844-24-JACOB. My guy Jacob and his team, they know what to look for, whether the driver's driven too long without a brake or the load he was carrying was unbalanced. There's a ton of stuff he can look for. Jacob and his team, they will hold the commercial vehicle company responsible. And by doing this, they're able to get you the medical care and the settlement you deserve, not the one the insurance company wants you to accept 12 hours after the accident happened. So, guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
What is going on here?
You got to get funky. 7 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. Poor Ron Mitchell, our MC. I don't think he's ever seen me move that my behind like that.
Yeah, he looks disturbed. I understand.
Too.
See, this is your kind of song, Cap, because they give you the directions.
Right. I need them. Yeah.
Oh, the cha-cha. There it is.
How do you do the cha-cha, Cappy?
Just like this right here?
Stand up and show me, because some people do it differently.
On this day in 2004, the number one UK song, DJ Casper, the cha-cha slide.
DJ Casper Villa?
No. Although, I can't wait to see Casper Villa. He's going to be at the Yali Crew concert.
Yes, he is.
March 29th at the Whiskey.
That'll sound like fun.
Few tickets still left, but we almost sold that suck out. By the way, I put you down for four.
Turn this
not
up.
Eight?
Not eight.
Turn what this about eight backstagers?
Four.
Four backstagers?
Four tickets, VIP tickets. Scumbag.
You know I'm bringing my girlfriends.
Fine.
People are going to see how I get down.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Two hops. See, dude, you just got to go to bar mitzvahs. You get to practice these things. You know what I'm saying? All right, so, George, you just had this massive rant.
Rack me.
About the Lakers. Yeah, rack 'em is right. You have two small flaws, though.
Okay.
In your rant.
And they are?
They are, the Lakers are not other sports franchises,
as you point out, you say, hey, this is the way it works in sports.
The expectations are, I don't have the issue with. It's this notion that if you've only won one championship in 5 years or whatever it's been, that that's like a bad thing.
Well, there's the Lakers side of it, and then there's the LeBron side of it.
Or realistic side of it.
Well, when you put the Lakers and the LeBron together, you're supposed to win every year.
Well, that is the goal, but I also feel like they have not... I mean, we could talk about Russ all you want. There have not necessarily been the ideal rosters around LeBron in especially early. When you wasted, again, you wasted when he arrived in 2018. This dude's coming off 8 straight finals appearances, and you put Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson next to him.
Man, amen.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, listen, did LeBron not know what he was coming into?
Magic Johnson, who we love, sold LeBron on, I remember it. I'll never forget it because I was like literally like going at it tooth and nail with LZ and Key those days and going like, oh, they need playmakers. And I'm like, no, you don't. You need shooters because you got the best playmaker on the floor. You don't need another playmaker. That's like saying we have Magic Johnson. You need more playmakers. Of course not.
But do you want, so if I may say something.
You're going
to
say something here?
Not to defend the Laker fans, because they annoy me too. But you talked about Showtime, and you talked about the 2000s. Can you understand how they thought that this would be a repeat of that? Whether that's in reality or not.
But you got a guy, you got him at the end of his career.
I'm not
like,
saying.
What did they, like, what did you honestly.
They wasted his prime.
The Lakers.
They wasted one year of his prime
that
for
is
sure.
True. But the Lakers,
I mean, that was
fans,
a disaster.
The Lakers fans are gutless apologists, a lot of them. So they don't understand what you're saying. But you can understand how they feel.
No. He cannot understand how they feel. Because, listen, there is an arrogant, I'm using that word, there is an arrogant expectation by the Laker fan base, number one, the Laker organization, number two, and LeBron James, number three. And by the way, all of that arrogance is perpetuated by the local media who says all the time, if you have LeBron, you are in the business of winning championships. Are they?
Of course. I've said that.
But are they?
They're in the business of winning championships.
Well, the Laker fan who
they
got
thought,
to you yesterday
they
crash
thought
test
by
dummy.
Bringing, they thought by bringing back a team that went on a run late in the season, that went to the Western Conference Finals, they thought that bringing that team back would allow them to compete for a championship. It was, in retrospect, maybe a miscalculation because maybe that team was just a flash in the pan last year.
Well, all the guys that they added to the team, I mean, let's think about these things. Cam Reddish, what has Cam Reddish contributed this year? I mean, seriously, what value has Cam Reddish added to this
roster? Cam
Reddish
is the guy who makes the minimum,
though. Okay, but all I'm saying is that they went out and they filled out this roster and they used him, especially when he was healthy, like as if he was going to be some impact player. Cam Reddish hurt all season long. Okay, Jared Vanderbilt got here last year. For the most part, this season, hurt all year long. Gabe Vincent, a guy that they signed this year, and I remember when they signed him, it was like, this guy right here, he's an underdog guy. He wasn't like some lottery pick. He had to work his way up, and he became a championship caliber player. This is the kind of heart and soul guy you need on his team. Garbage. And I mean, like, just in terms of his season, Big D just made a face. Like, did you just call him garbage? No, what I'm saying is, the season's been trash. True or false? True or false, Gabe Vincent? Season, good?
I mean, he's been hurt.
Yeah, right, it's my point. And so everything that they tried to do, none of it really worked out.
Right.
Okay? And by the way, when most of us were screaming that D'Angelo Russell should be traded because his contract is tradable and he's kind of a selfish player and a diva, guess what? He is the third most important player on this team right now.
Let's see what happens during the playoffs.
Oh. You expect him to fall apart.
This is where the difference between you and me.
Well, the way you just said that is the way I interpret it.
This is the difference between you and me.
What is the difference?
Is that you, I say that and you immediately go immediately to the complete polar opposite of where I was going.
Right.
Where
were you going?
He has struggled in the playoffs at times. Let me see him get through. I got to see it to believe it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
How does it feel, Cappy, to be masterclassed segment by segment again?
It doesn't feel good, really. It doesn't good. Feel that good.
We got
You know what it kind of feels like? It kind of feels like I'm standing there in the lane and some guy puts his junk on my face like last night what happened to Austin Reeves.
Whoa.
Let's get to that in a moment. We got a feature to get in here.
Is that not what happened?
Or John Collins when Anthony Edwards did it to him yesterday.
No. The Austin Reeves one was way worse.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
DeAndre.
No, I'm sorry. Anthony Edwards dunk on.
No.
You got to
hit the mic.
Hit the mic.
No, dude. What I'm saying is that the posterization of Austin Reeves.
We need to make that a bit again.
When Austin Reeves has that
just hit it.
In his face.
Smack it around.
I'm telling you, it's bad.
I'm sorry, man.
See, now it's better.
Anthony Edwards.
He literally.
It's not even close.
It wasn't even a dunk.
Come on.
He threw the ball in the rim. He didn't touch the rim. It was a dunk.
Blake Griffin did that too. You count those as dunks?
Not really.
Oh, wow.
I have a different dunk meter than you do.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock at KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Dad!
Okay, we got a feature here. Don't forget, an hour from now, we got NCAA first four action right here. And more of Sedano just working Cappy like a rag doll.
Prize Picks, B.
Where's the pie? Where's the pizza pie?
I don't know. You guys ordered
it. Tell us about Prize Picks, Cappy.
All right, let me tell you guys what I did today on Prize Picks because I'm really excited about this play today. So I have taken... How's that mic working, Big D? You know that mic working all right? So I'm taking Ohtani tonight. And I'm putting him together with Luka tonight. And they have to have more than 5.5 three-pointers made or bases. So, George, what do you think Ohtani's going to do in his first game with the Dodgers? Think he's going to get on base once or twice?
2 for 3.
Okay. So that's what I need. Luka tonight for the Mavericks, you think he's going to have more than 2 or 3 three-point shots made?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I put Shohei and Luka together for more than 5.5. Once they win that for me tonight, then I've got the second half of my play, Caitlin Clark on Saturday to score more than 0.5 point. You think Caitlin Clark's going to score more than 0.5 point in Iowa's first round game in the NCAA tournament? I would think so. So here's the beauty of Prize Picks right now. Whether you want to put a basketball player together with a baseball player, or a basketball player together with a hockey player, or you want to play women's college basketball, men's college basketball, darts, League of Legends, Valorant, or any other video game, you can play everything on Prize Picks. It's super simple. You pick the player, you decide, will they score more or less? Will they have more or less rebounds? Will they have more or less assists? Will they have more or less shots on goal? It's so easy to play, and it's so much fun, and it will change the way you watch sports. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y, for a first-time deposit match. You put in 100, they put in 100, you got 200, and it goes up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app and use my code Cappy.